This is Matt Wells at UN News. Breastfeeding in the first hour after birth is critical for saving newborn lives, said the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, on Tuesday, although 78 million babies each year are still missing out. Failing to be on the breast in the first hour puts them at higher risk of death and disease and makes mothers less likely to persevere with breastfeeding, says UNICEF, together with the World Health Organization, WHO, in a new report to mark the start of World Breastfeeding Week. UNICEF nutrition specialist for infants and young children, Maiki Arts, spoke to Jorge Rodriguez ahead of the publication of the report, which analyzes data from 76 countries.
It is important to start breastfeeding in the first hour of life because it helps to start breastfeeding correctly, and it also helps prevent babies from dying in the first month of life, and it helps to protect them against certain diseases.
Breastfeeding rates within the first hour vary widely in different regions of the world. Is there a clear reason for this?
It all depends on the support that mothers receive in the first hour after birth. It depends on the society, if there are social norms to support breastfeeding in the first hour, and it also depends to a large extent on the support that she and the baby receive from the birth attendant. And what we're seeing this is that, unfortunately, even by skilled birth attendants or in hospitals and other facilities, we see that that support is not there. Sometimes other foods or liquids are given. Sometimes the baby and mother are separated from each other. And sometimes there are interventions that are not necessary and that then inhibit the start of breastfeeding in the first hour.
The report indicates that babies born through cesarean section are less likely to be breastfed within that first hour. What can be done to counter this trend?
To one extent, we see that a lot of cesarean sections are not necessary for medical reasons, so they are either too little, too late, or too much, too soon. So that is a trend that would need to be reversed. But also, if a cesarean section happens, then the staff that performs that cesarean section needs to be trained in how to support the mother and baby to breastfeed, because it is possible to do early initiation of breastfeeding after a cesarean section.
Do you have a message ahead of Breastfeeding Week?
Breastfeeding is the foundation of life, and we should all do more to support mothers and babies to breastfeed in the first hour of life and beyond that, every day, not only during World Breastfeeding Week.
What are the benefits and disadvantages of using alternatives to breastfeeding, such as infant formula?
We know that breastfeeding saves babies' lives and is the best for babies' development and for their growth. It is the best gift that mothers can give to their newborns and to their babies. Families who want to look at other options need to have access to unbiased information, and they need to be supported to provide these alternatives in a safe manner.